Australia sets Septron 30 crypto license deadline. Fines reach 10% of turnover. Australia's corporate regulator has told crypto businesses to get licensed or get out. On September 2, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, issued what it framed as a final warning to firms still leaning on temporary enforcement relief. Apply for an Australian Financial Services, AFS, license by September 30th or face fines of up to 10% of annual turnover, along with possible civil or criminal penalties. The warning was flagged by Cointelegraph on September 3rd. The 10% figure is a ceiling, not a default. It describes the maximum penalty available, not an automatic fine every unlicensed operator will receive. But the message behind it is unambiguous. The period where crypto firms could operate in a regulatory gray zone in Australia is closing on a fixed date. The deadline and what triggers it, ASIC set September 30th as the cutoff for qualifying crypto firms to lodge an AFS license application. From October 1st, the regulator says it may begin investigating businesses that appear to provide regulated financial services without authorization. The relief being withdrawn was never meant to be permanent. In June, ASIC extended a temporary no-action window from the end of that month to the end of September and widened it to cover crypto firms operating as authorized representatives of already licensed entities. That extension is the relief now expiring. Firms that treated it as a standing arrangement rather than a countdown are the ones most exposed. ASIC also said it has received more than 45 digital asset-related license applications since it revised its guidance for crypto businesses in October 2025. That number is a useful gauge of the market's response. Australia has far more than 45 crypto-facing operators, so the gap between active firms and lodged applications points to how many businesses still have a decision to make in September. Licensing crypto as a financial service. The core of the shift is classification. ASIC's approach treats many digital asset activities as financial services under existing Australian law, which pulls them into the AFS licensing regime rather than leaving them in a separate, lighter, crypto-specific track. That framing matters because AFS licensing carries established obligations: disclosure, dispute resolution, financial requirements, and ongoing conduct standards. For exchanges, custodians, and token issuers operating in the country, the practical effect is that we're a tech platform, not a financial firm, is no longer a defensible posture with the regulator. The relief period gave those businesses time to restructure toward compliance. The deadline removes the time. This puts Australia on a similar track to other major jurisdictions that have moved crypto from advisory guidance to hard enforcement. The European Union's MiCA regime and Singapore's stablecoin and exchange licensing rules follow the same logic: a fixed application window, real penalties for operating outside it, and a regulator willing to act once the window shuts. The read across for users and cardholders. For crypto users in Australia, the near-term risk is service disruption rather than personal liability. If a platform decides the licensing cost is too high, it may restrict Australian users, wind down local operations, or exit the market entirely rather than absorb the compliance burden. That pattern has played out before when licensing regimes tightened elsewhere. Card programs are a specific pressure point. Many crypto card issuers rely on a chain of licensed intermediaries, custodians, and payment partners rather than holding every permission directly. When a jurisdiction reclassifies the underlying activity as a regulated financial service, that chain gets tested. Users weighing a crypto card tied to an Australian entity should watch for issuer communications about licensing status through October. The custody question sits underneath all of it. When a custodial provider faces a regulatory squeeze it did not plan for, user balances can be frozen while the firm sorts out its status or exits. That is the counterparty risk built into any custodial arrangement, and a licensing deadline is exactly the kind of event that surfaces it. Cards and wallets that let users spend from their own wallet sidestep the frozen balance scenario, though they do not escape the regulator's interest in the service layer itself. The window is measured in weeks. ASIC's timeline is short and specific. Firms have until September 30th to apply. Enforcement Authority activates October warrant. The regulator has stated it will investigate apparent unlicensed activity from that date, and the penalty framework tops out at 10% of annual turnover. The number that tells the real story is 45 plus applications against a market several times that size. Whether that figure climbs sharply in September, or whether a wave of firms chooses to restrict Australian access instead, will decide how much this deadline reshapes crypto availability in the country. That answer arrives in October, not before.